I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. The U.S. has had close military ties with South Korea since the Korean War began 60 years ago. In fact, more than 28,000 American troops are still stationed there. Most of their tours last only a few years, but they sometimes leave things behind, like wives and children. Now the U.S. Army in South Korea is trying to make it easier for these abandoned families to get help. Reporter Jason Strother has more from Dongducheon, a base just south of the DMZ.
They call this the Ville. It's the neighborhood downrange of the U.S. Army's Camp Casey, and it offers the only nightlife off base. It's filled with dance clubs and what people here call juicy bars, where clients pay to chat with hostesses. One soldier I met explains how it all works.
You go to a club, there's girls there. They usually come up to you. You play pool or something, you buy a couple drinks. And
more than just chatting goes on in these clubs, says one woman who used to work in a juicy bar here. She asked to be called Matet.
Sometimes they're lonely, and they just want to have fun with some girls.
Matet is 35. Like many other women who work in the Dongducheon Ville, she's from the Philippines. She met an American soldier through a friend, got pregnant, and now has a 9-month-old son.
No, baby. You need to stay in the walker, huh?
But her now ex-boyfriend hasn't been too supportive, she says. Matet had to call his commanding sergeant to pressure her ex to help out with food and diapers for their baby. Matet claims she's not alone. She says she knows other Filipino women who have had similar experiences here.
Their boyfriends abandoned them. They abandoned them, and then now, nothing. No contact anymore. So they live in the Philippines now. No support.
After receiving many complaints from women like this, the U.S. Army in Korea began a service specifically for them to get help.
You have reached the Abandoned Military Spouse Hotline. If this is an emergency...
Army officials say they believe this is the first service of its kind. The hotline got up and running 2 years ago, and so far it's helped out 30 women here. And it's done so in several different languages.
If you would like to leave a message in English, press 1. In Tagalog, press 2. In Russian, press 3.
A woman doesn't have to be legally married to a U.S. serviceman to qualify as an abandoned spouse. That's according to Linda Huff, Chief of Army Community Services for Division 1, which operates the hotline. Huff says the hotline provides a direct way for these women to be put in touch with military or civilian organizations that can offer them legal or financial support.
We help advocate for those family members saying, this is a legitimate concern. We might have to say, this is at the point where we need some intervention, and we need it now. We can't wait for them to get an appointment 10, 15 days later.
Huff says not all those seeking help have been intentionally left behind by their spouses. Often it's because of delayed visas or other paperwork that prevents them from traveling with their partners. But some historians say, in the past, the U.S. military itself was to blame for the abandonment of local army wives. Susan Zeiger is author of Entangled Alliances, Foreign War Brides and American Soldiers in the 20th Century. She says U.S. immigration and military personnel policies were used to keep certain women, often from Asia, out of the country.
Marriage law and the racial basis of marriage law, which continued right up through the mid-1960s, anti-miscegenation laws, were very frequently employed to keep groups of women out, as was the so-called Oriental exclusion feature of American immigration.
Zeiger says since those laws were taken off the books, the military has been more family-friendly. In fact, Camp Casey in Korea encourages soldiers to bring their families with them while serving here. That might have helped Matet, the Filipino woman who's now caring for a young son. She says she found out when she was 6 months pregnant that her then-boyfriend had a wife back home in the U.S. Matet says she also learned that her baby's father will soon be transferred to Germany.
I want child support, because once he will leave the country, I know it's kind of hard to contact him. So that's it.
Matet says she hopes the Army's abandoned spouse hotline can help her out, but it won't be that simple. She'll first have to go to court to try to get her ex-boyfriend to pay up. For The World, I'm Jason Strother in Dongducheon, South Korea.